I'm speaking with Joel Ruiz. He is head writer and owner of Evett and Bloom Productions. Welcome to WUTC and Around and About. Tell me about Evett and Bloom. What is it exactly? What do you guys do over there?
Evett and Bloom's a production company that focuses on mainly live stand-up comedy and comedy shorts and sketch films.
Mm-hmm.
But primarily, we just focus on comedy, live and filmed.
And is this local comedy, or do you go outside Tennessee to do stuff?
The shows we put on are local. I myself travel outside of town to do stand-up and stuff like that, along with some other local comics. But those aren't under the Evett and Bloom label. It's just the shows that we produce at JJ's Bohemia. There's a few other venues that we'll use from time to time, like Lindsay Street Hall, The Office, mm-hmm. and stuff like that. But our primary venue is JJ's Bohemia.
Now, you're seeking writers, actors, and actresses to work on comedic sketches for the 2014 season. Tell us about that.
What the series is, we're doing an SNL-style casting, where they have numerous players on SNL, some featured, some guesswork. And what we're going to be doing is, as I write the sketches or somebody else, and we're ready to film them, instead of having to go through a two-week casting call process, then auditions, and then picking them, we just have a list of people that we use regularly. And that way we'll also be able to start building rapport with the actors and writers that we use to be able to work with them closely and build relationships. Because one of the things I found is using an actor numerous times, every time I work with them, I know their range and I know their strengths and weaknesses. So I can start casting to that instead of just meeting somebody once and hoping they're right for the part.
Now, are there specific types of writers and comedians? You mentioned in your press release you're looking for comedic actors as well.
Yeah, the only requirement we have is that you're over the age of 18. We do have some teenage and child actors we've used before and stuff like that, but generally when we need anybody below the age of 18, we'll go out and look for them specifically. There's just a lot of laws and stuff like that, child labor, that you just got to make sure you don't step on your toes. But as far as for this casting call goes, it is completely open. Of course, comedic experience and acting experience is preferred, but if you just feel like you always wanted to try acting, we'll have you come out and read. You're not necessarily going to get the part, and if you do get a part in it, you might not necessarily be in every single sketch we do, but we're willing to work with people. I technically have no formal training when I started all this, like the film and the comedy stuff over 4 years ago. And I've just, over the years, trained myself, learned, worked with other people. Working with other people has been one of the biggest assets that I have. And so that's kind of what we want to put it out there is I know that there's a lot of people in town interested in acting. I know there's a lot of people interested in town in writing, but there's not a lot of venues for them to go through. That's why we're trying to make it as open as possible and give everyone a fair chance.
And I think the date is January 20th, right?
Yeah, January 20th at the Heritage House in Brainerd at 7 to 9 p.m.
But people can send in writing samples and video if they need to?
Yeah, as far as the writers go, they don't have to come in on the 20th. That's just more or less I'll read their samples and kind of see what I think and then talk to them from there. But if you're acting and you cannot make the 20th, we are taking video submissions. We're taking those up until the 30th, but honestly, if for some reason you come a little late or, you know, you can't make the deadline and you need to let us know, just email us and tell us. We're fine. We're working on people's schedules. We understand that, you know, not everyone has the exact same schedule.
I'm Mark Colbert, and I've been speaking to Joel Ruiz. He is head writer and owner of Evett and Bloom Productions.